Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome to Accelerated Health Radio and TV. I'm your host, Sarah Banta. I'm a health coach, natural supplement expert, and a busy mom of three teenagers. I believe that your body does want to and is capable of rebuilding and healing itself, regardless of what chronic disease you may have. And I'm here for you to answer your questions, bring you innovative and cutting-edge technology and health solutions to empower you and your ability to reach your optimal state of health. Today, my guest will be talking about natural skincare and how to reverse aging on the outside. The skin is the window to what's going on inside, physically, mentally, and spiritually. It is your largest organ. It's your largest detoxification organ. My goal is to help you not only heal your chronic health issues on the inside and out, but also help you reverse aging, which in turn is in alignment with healing your chronic disease. By reversing age or having your biological age go backward while your chronological age ticks forward, your risks of metabolic disease diminish. And not only will you live longer, but your quality of life will improve with age and you'll look better too. What are the basic markers of aging? They are oxidative stress and inflammation. That's why so many look to antioxidants and anti-inflammatory supplements or creams for their skin or diets to increase longevity. But what are the top two things that cause oxidative stress and inflammation? Insulin resistance and toxicity. If you're new to following me, I specialize in helping you reverse chronic disease, detox your body properly, and ultimately reverse that aging process. You can find my health articles, my cutting-edge natural supplements, devices, and protocols at acceleratedhealthproducts.com. I dive into an array of health conditions, their causes and symptoms, and how to address them naturally. And I've put together the most comprehensive cleanse called the Ascent Diet Cleanse that turns back the clock within 30 days. It comes with free group coaching and scalar frequency enhanced supplements to make the transition easier. And people are reporting easy fat loss for those stubborn pounds, especially around the middle, increase in sustained physical and mental energy, better bowel movements, decreased appetite, the ability to intermittent fast easily, clearer skin and wider eyes, better sleep, less moodiness, and something called an improved cellular permeability or phase angle. And that is the health of the cells and the cells' ability to let the toxins out and the nutrients in. Successfully, at the end of the 30 days, you will be flushing gallstones out of the body and into the toilet. You also will have a deeper understanding of how to naturally heal your body. And with the guidance of your doctor, you can get off your medications naturally. The difference between me and any other group coach is I provide the most cutting-edge scalar frequency-enhanced supplements that work synergistically with each other, and your body doesn't experience those flu-like symptoms. You truly do feel great day one. Leave a comment below if you're interested or check it out on the website, acceleratedhealthproducts.com. Now to the good stuff, skincare expert and holistic health coach, best-selling author of the acclaimed book, Acne Free in 3 Days, and host of Chris Gibson Live. Chris is a successful and fast-growing YouTube channel dedicated to provide expert information on skincare and wellness topics. His social media has reached over 100,000 and increase every day, and it can bring more listeners and subscribers to his channel. He was recently featured in USA Today on the topic seven freaky chemicals in your skincare products and how to avoid them. Welcome, Chris. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Great. Well, everyone can see you now. And the shocking truth is that you are 57. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'll be 58 in March.
Okay. So I'm looking at you, and when I first started watching you, I'm like, okay, he's in his late 30s, maybe. And assuming that you were healthy and you were younger than what you looked like, it's just shocking that you're in your late 50s, let alone 50s at all. So we're all looking at you. We're all wanting your secrets. But before we get into that, will you give us a little background and tell us what has sprung you into this business and your passion for skincare?
Yeah, that's a question I get asked a lot. It started a long time ago for me. I had skin issues very young, 11 years old. So like most folks that I meet that have a real deep understanding or passion about wellness, that usually starts with something they dealt with themselves most often. That was the case for me. I went to dermatologist because acne ran in the family, and there was a potential for scarring. So the focus when I was younger of the dermatologist was more on preventing scarring than anything else. So antibiotics and then Accutane when that came along, none of that stuff ever actually worked for me. Although I had really good dermatologists and I learned a lot from them on how to care for my skin that was helpful. The medical drugs didn't help me. So speed things forward. I'm 23. I've been hanging on for how many years hoping that it would go away, because that's what everybody told me, and it didn't go away. So in frustration, I started just on my own journey of trying to figure out what was causing it. What was the problem? Because even products designed and labeled for acne were not working. I should have bought stock in Walgreens back then for all the Noxzema and Seabreeze, which is what we had available to us at the time. So, I discovered that food was an issue for me, especially sugar. Having had been on antibiotics for so long, my gut health was not great, but nobody talked about that stuff in the mainstream then at all. So no internet, which could be a blessing in disguise with as much misinformation as there is these days. So I went to the library. I learned about, what there was from the medical dictionaries. And then I visited a health food store. That's what they were called at the time. You didn't have GNC and Vitamin Shoppe. You didn't have that stuff. So the herbalist put me on herbs, which made it actually worse at first. So that was the first initial time that I made the connection that something I'm eating could affect my skin, even if it's supposed to help. So I did a cleanse. I went on a food vacation. We know them as a fast today, for 3 days, and the acne went away. Mm-hmm. In 12 years, I had tried everything. I stopped eating sugar. I went on this food vacation and the acne stopped. So I wrote the book around all of that information, basically just the story of what I did, not so much as what a person should do because everybody's so different. But the book was very helpful for a lot of people, and including some television producers. And that's how I ended up on television, because it worked for them. People that had acne their whole lives and in their 40s found relief. So it sort of became a really big deal. And that was the focus for many years. For like 15 years, the focus was acne and how to get relief from that holistically, from an esthetician's point of view and a nutritionist point of view. And so to debunk medical science, because some of those ingredients in those medications work for some people, but they don't work for a lot of people. And so that group was really kind of open to trying this new, wasn't really new, but new things to them to do. So that's sort of how it all got started. And even back then, I was 40 when I was doing television, and the TV producers were like, okay. But I didn't really think too much about, anti-aging, because at 40, you don't feel like you're very old. Right. And I really wasn't my focus. My focus was acne and how to help people with that problem. So, to move it all forward again, I decided in 2018 to start my YouTube channel up. I started it in like 2011 or 12, I can't remember, and didn't really do anything with it. But I did want to go back on the road for television, and things had really evolved. So there's a lot of new things to talk about regarding acne. So I started that channel. And then when it got out how old I was, it's created a bit of a buzz, and then it sort of evolved into anti-aging. So now we talk about fitness, and we talk about food, and we talk about skincare ingredients, and we talk about issues, of course, with skin. My whole channel has evolved around skincare that will not empty your wallet, will work for you, and not cause you more harm than good. That's sort of the whole credo of the thing. And it's been a really wild ride. It's grown really quickly with 120,000 subscribers now. It keeps me pretty busy.
Awesome. Well, I want to, there's two huge camps here. And what's funny is you've got the acne and the teenage problems, right? And then you've got the desire to anti-age with your skin. I'm sitting here listening, just turned 46. And I was the kid that had acne, cystic acne growing up. I was on a low dose antibiotic. Oh, and my dermatologist said I could stay on it forever, no problem. So of course I then developed gut issues and my skin never really healed and went through pregnancies. Oh, my skin was awful during my pregnancies, of course, because of the extra hormones going on in my body. And I'm married to a man that has never had a zit in his life, but he suffers from the other problem where he has eczema or very dry skin. Mm-hmm. So you've got both parents, and then I have three children, and it's like, okay, Russian roulette, which problem are you going to have during your teenage years? Well, all three of my children got my issues and the typical teenage acne. And at least I was smart enough to know that diet does matter. And we also suffered through issues where there was an overgrowth of candida in the body. So what happens? The candida, it comes out of the skin. I also, Chris, have suffered from skin rashes. And what's that showing my body? Well, your body's trying to detox. And that's what I try to tell people when they're going through a detox, like the one I mentioned in the beginning of the show, it through the liver flush portion. The liver is starting to detox. The skin wants to get those toxins out. So you might have some extra bumps around your body or some rashes or things like that. So the skin is truly the window to what's going on in the body. And what I do tell a lot of these teenagers is you need to heal your gut. And then you need to, of course, take care of your skin, especially if they're athletes and then they come home and they don't take a shower right away and do the basic skincare things that they are just basic. You would think, you know, it's not a fancy skin wash. It's just wash your face. So anyways, let's touch on your basic tips for acne, both diet, exercise, and topical routine. What would you tell a teenager with these cystic acne issues?
Well, the first thing I always talk to the younger folks about was the same issue I had, is about how it's affecting their self-esteem and to relax a little bit. That it's a natural process that can be dealt with, and that being at war with yourself over it and stressed out over it actually creates more of it. So I try to work on the psychological side first, usually in the beginning. And then of course I lay out what dermatologists had laid out for me that has worked for just about everyone. And that is, you know, making sure that, like you said, you're using the appropriate cleanser for your skin. I talk about the fact that oily skin does not need to be stripped dry of your skin. It's not the oil causing the acne. It's not even the bacteria, because everybody has that. It's the reaction of your immune system to it on your skin from inflammation. So it's actually reading that acne as a severe intruder. The same sort of thing that goes on with rosacea, eczema. It's that flare up. We call it a breakout in acne, but it's essentially the same thing. So we want to calm down and cleanse the skin correctly and use, it's like steam, a washcloth to steam the pores open to help them drain the excess oil out, so that you have less of the oil in there for the bacteria to act on. And then of course, I talk about diet, as you talked about, usually candida is involved in that inflammation factor and how the skin is reacting to the bacteria. So we talk about diet, I talk about refined sugar, trying to cut that out completely, at least for a few weeks, so you can see for yourself, because that's what teaches you. You know, I can tell you something can work, but when you do it, that's how it was for me too. and you see the difference, then you're like, wow, that really did make a difference. So there really is something to that. Then you're more likely to be motivated to stick to it. Doesn't mean you can't have something sweet every once in a while, but it's that high sugar. A lot of people don't realize how much sugar is in our food unless we prepare it ourselves. It's like most Americans eat a cup to a cup and a half of sugar per day, and that's without adding anything to your coffee, adding anything into your food. It's just built into, especially if you're using fast food as a way, a source, or you're using processed foods, even canned foods. If you look at the label, lots of sugar in those foods. So there's an educational process that takes place for people. It's usually pretty shocking when they start to look at the food they eat. They're like, I've cut all the sugar out and I'm not seeing an improvement. The first thing I say is, well, what exactly are you eating? Keep a journal and let's talk about it. And then usually what I find it is they're trying to do the right thing, but they're buying packaged food or processed food, even food that might be a kit or a mix to be prepared, and they don't realize how much sugar is still in that. So once we get past that, then they start to see an improvement most of the time. Then there's product use, which there are a lot of ingredients in products that can actually aggravate the condition, especially if it is related to the immune response. So we don't want to create more inflammation on the skin when we already have that as a trigger. So a lot of times acne products are too harsh for a lot of people, too high a percentage of benzoyl peroxide, too high percentage of salicylic acid. So I try to direct people to ingredients that are much milder, like niacinamide, azelaic acid, and alpha-arbutin, which help dissolve that sebum and help it leak and drain out of the pore without creating that spark of inflammation. So you get a similar result, but with a much milder ingredient. So, and every person is different. Every teenager is different. What one responds to, another may not. A product may work well for one person. I've had that in families where they go and buy Proactive, which is the kit of all the different ingredients, face wash all the way to your treatment. They seem to get a lot of relief where their brother, their sister, their cousin, their mother, their father, or whatever got the exact opposite. So that's the other thing, is learning to trust the signals that your body is sending you. If something is not working and you've been trying it for 2 or 3 weeks, then yeah, it's time to make a change. So I try to really spend a lot of time educating people on what their skin type really is, because there's more than 3 or 4, which the skincare industry uses: oily, normal, dry, and sensitive. That's usually how everything is sort of portioned out and labeled. But there's sensitive, acne prone. There's dry, acne prone. There's oily, acne prone. There's oily sensitive, but not acne prone. You know, there's a whole lot more to your skin type than the labels that we see in the industry. So it really is about educating yourself. And most people that go through trying to figure out their acne, whether it's through a dermatologist or through a holistic approach or through just an educational approach, really learn a lot of things that will benefit them their entire lifetime for their skin health. So they learn about sun protection, sunscreen. They learn about how to clear, like I said, the pores with using steam instead of like harsh chemicals. They learn about diet. And for a person like me who was 22, 23 years old and got this early and just made it a part of my life very consistently, the results show up later as you get older because you've had less damage to your skin's DNA at the lower levels, which is producing the newer skin, or not so much newer skin, that we see on the surface. So, you know, acne is just like any other thing. It's a signal from the body that something is off, that it's strained in some way, or that it is your immune system is very sensitive to that bacteria. And you can have some genetics thrown in. You can have genetically smaller pores. You can have genetics that produce more oil. You're not going to have genetics that produce more bacteria, but you can carry genetics that say this bacteria that cause your immune system to be more sensitive than, say, someone else's to that bacteria. So it's not a blanket problem. And that's why I think the book did so well, because I covered a lot of that territory. And I still do when I talk to people in consults or on the blog about this issue. It really is finding out what your specific issues are and then addressing them with the right type of products, the right type of diet, and the right type of routine.
Awesome. And I want to just touch on or emphasize what I had talked about in the beginning was oxidative stress and inflammation. Mm-hmm. And whether it's in your gut or in your body causing joint pain or accelerated aging, or if it's on your skin, that oxidative stress and that inflammation. And that inflammation might show up on someone like me with acne and someone like my husband with rosacea or eczema.
Right.
They're both inflammatory. They seem to be the opposite, right? One's really dry and one's producing extra stuff I want off my skin, mm-hmm. but it's both inflammation. And for those younger kids who are saying, well, I don't care about wrinkles. I'm going to eat the way I want to eat. Well, just think, not only is the cutting out the processed foods and the excess sugar, but also the processed seed oils that are extremely inflammatory in the diet. Those things are actually accelerating the aging of your skin in addition mm-hmm. to causing the scarring and causing the acne in your younger age. So if you can cut those things out when you're younger, you're actually going to have younger looking skin for a longer period of time, which then leads me into how would you tell now your 30 plus year old, you said you weren't worried about your skin anti-aging issues until you were like 50. I know every woman listening is definitely looking in the mirror and wanting anti-aging tricks once they hit 30, no brainer. So right. what, and at my age of 30, I was working with acne and wrinkles. And so I looked at God and I go, why, really? I thought as soon as I was 30 and worried about wrinkles, you were going to at least take away the acne. And that wasn't the case. So anyways, what are your basic tips in diet and exercise and with a topical routine for anti-aging skin?
Sure. You know, the mechanism for aging is you kind of explained it really well, what the basis of how fast that happens. We could talk about telomeres, which are the very ends of your DNA becoming frayed or shortened by the oxidation and free radicals and sunlight photo damage, making cells die sooner. And I always start with saying, just remember you're a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy of yourself. And for those of us who are of my age, we used to have a machine called a mimeograph machine, and you stuck the original on there and it spun around and it made copies. It dipped in the ink and it made a copy, and it would make these perfect copies because it was a new dip in the ink every single time until the letters would wear down on the print. And now we have photocopiers, and this will all make sense in a minute. Now we have photocopiers that are electronic and they read the copy. But what happens is the quality of the copy is a little bit less, microscopically less, microcosmically less each time. So as we photocopy the same piece and another one, we photocopy of a photocopy, guess what happens? It gets blurry and you can't read it. So that's basically what you want to try to control if you want to control something in the processes of the body. You want your cells to produce either as healthy or healthier in some cases cells than are being left behind. And that is possible. I mean, we see that all the time. So in aging, there is a combination of things that go on. Oxidative stress, you know, if you have too much sugar in your diet for a long time, your body can only process so much of it. The rest of it glycates, oxidizes, and becomes a toxin that your body has to try to get rid of. It weakens cell walls, hurts your collagen production, which doesn't really make too much, doesn't mean too much to you when you're in your 20s, but it adds up year after year after year. And so that's something you can deal with in the beginning and sort of get on the path like I did, and that helps you. So it's photo aging. 80% of the visible signs of aging on the skin come from damage accumulated over the years from the sun. Now, I have been an avid user of screens since I found out that they could help with my acne and my, you know, in my teens. So I was that weird guy that was always late getting everywhere because I'd slather on the sunscreen. I carried the stuff around. We're fortunate today it has evolved to be much better than it used to be, especially the mineral ones, which I usually are the ones I recommend, which reflect the sun rather than are absorbed into the skin. But regardless, you need sunscreen. So what that does is it allows the body to take the energy that it would spend defending itself against the UVA, UVB, and the long wave radiation light from the sun and allow it to work and keep those cells healthier. So your skin's going to try to protect itself if you It's going to spend the energy there. It's going to create the melanin to try to protect you. But in doing so, those skin cells become damaged. The DNA becomes damaged. And so the cells that you're producing are not as strong or the way we see it, youthful as they could be. So what I tell people, if you want to test your level of sun damage, look at your butt. Most people have not had their butt out in the sun. Most people, unless you're a nudist or something, and look, compare that skin to the areas of your body that have been routinely exposed to the environment. And that's the level of change. That is the level of change. Your skin's not different there. It's just been protected. So obviously I'm not a proponent of living in a cave. We need some sunlight to be healthy. We are surface dweller creatures, and our skin can do a lot to protect itself. But if you're someone who spends a lot of time in the sun, or if you were in my age group where you were one of those people that laid out in the oil and the iodine back in the 80s, so you got that nice crispy brown look, and now you're paying for it, there are some things you can do to try to reverse it. So obviously it's easier to stop something from happening, prevent it, than it is to reverse it, but it can be. And there are a host of ways to do that. There are all kinds of non-chemical or non-chemically invasive technologies we have now, like radio frequency therapy, UL therapy, which is ultrasound therapy, and red light therapies, which sink through the surface of the skin down to the lower levels where your collagen is produced and your elastin is produced. And over a period of months of being very consistent with those treatments, and you can do these at home now, which is really great, yeah, you're producing that stronger cell, and eventually it's going to make it to the surface. And over a period of months, you will see some vast improvement. That's with hollowing, sagging, those type of issues that can occur as we get after 35 into 40, 45, 50. And it depends on lifestyle choices too. The healthier you've lived your lifestyle, the more active you've been, the less of that you're going to see. The less that you've done, like if you've been, you know, a partier your whole life long, and hey, more power to you. You may be showing some effects of that now that you're not so proud of. So you have to look at what's going to work. Those therapies work at the lower, deeper levels. Topicals, there are not a whole lot topicals can do because they treat the surface of the skin. Mm-hmm. Some of them better than others. A vitamin C serum is very helpful because it halts that damage from the oxidative stress, from the free radicals. Mm-hmm. So you can stop that. So your skin can go through a healing process where it's going to look better. You can use glycolic acid, which is made from sugar, which is a natural ingredient, which helps the skin slough cells off more quickly. What happens is when we're babies, up until we're about 22 or 23, about the time that I started taking care of my skin, we slough off the old cells very quickly. They flake off. You don't even notice it. It's microscopic. But as we get older and that slows down some, this very microscopically thin layer of skin begins to build up where those cells are stuck to the new ones. And so glycolic acid helps speed that back up, as does retinoic acid. And I'll talk a little bit about retinoic acid in a minute. So you want to have something that helps speed up that exfoliation process. You can use things like a Buff Puff sponge, which is an exfoliation sponge, a Goshi towel. These are all natural type of ways to get that skin off. If you have a lot of photo aging, a dermatologist or esthetician may suggest you do a deeper peel to get that crusty layer off, then you can begin to take care of your skin and it's going to look a lot better. The other issue that you can do is looking at that diet at any time and removing as much sugar as possible from your diet and adding things like omega-3s, D3, and vitamin K2. Very important, especially for women. Vitamin K2 is not readily available in the right amounts for humans through most green products. It's not like K1. K1 is very easy to get. So oftentimes supplementation is necessary with it, but it's so important in your metabolic process because it helps calcium distribution in the body. So it keeps it out of the arteries and it lets it go where it needs to be in your brain, in your bones, in your organs, your skin, your collagen, all use calcium in order to form. So vitamin K2 has sort of been in the background. It's been known, but it's been in the background for the last 10 or 15 years, and now it's finally getting some press. So it's really nice. You always need to speak to a doctor before you take anything that's going to change your metabolism like that. It's also keeps you from bruising and it helps coagulate blood. So if you're on some sort of blood thinner, you don't want to run out and take a bunch of K2. You want to talk to your doctor first. But it is that powerful of a supplement. And then getting that leafy greens. I know I don't like kale. A lot of people I don't like. It's bitter. But, you know, spinach, kale.
Chris, I talk a lot about oxalates and the plant poisons and certain plants that you do want to stay away from. And I call kale killer kale because it's full of oxalates and sulfur and it doesn't taste good. So you want to make sure you're directing your nutrients to the proper vegetables. Before we continue on, because I'm loving what you're going down, we're going to take a short commercial break and we'll be right back and talk more with Chris Gibson. Welcome back to Accelerated Health Radio and TV. I'm your host, Sarah Banta, the owner of Accelerated Health Products. And today we have Chris Gibson talking all about skincare. And Chris, I want to emphasize, as you're talking about all of the nutrients that our body needs for our skin, this goes back to what I originally said in the beginning, is it's about also the health of your cells and the ability for your cells to absorb the nutrients and get the toxins out. And what increases the health of your cells is anti-inflammatory diets and doing some exercise and sleep. And I'm sure you talk a lot about sleep and its effects on your skin. I know that if I don't get a good night's sleep, I look like I'm 10 years older just that morning. But let's continue on. You were talking about the building blocks of what you need to have healthy skin, collagen, vitamin K.
Right.
So is there anything that we're missing?
No, I think in what you just said is exactly where I'm going next. There is a study that came out in October called the Health Got Store study, which was a group of individuals they took that were sedentary in different age range, 45 and I think to 72 was the age range for that. And they changed their diet up and made sure that they had a more skin healthy diet, but it wasn't specifically for skin. The whole purpose of the study was to see how much biological aging can you reverse by making changes in your lifestyle and how quickly that can happen. How deep can it go? How far back can you roll the clock biologically? So in the study, they changed their diets. They had them activities, 20 to 30 minute activities. This is not running a marathon. This is like playing with a dog, going for walks, but basically not being sedentary anymore. They looked at their sleep habits, tried to encourage 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And what they found in the individuals who were able to be consistent with those changes, they rolled back approximately 3 years worth of biological aging in 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's how quickly your body can respond to that kind of change. So yeah, I do spend a lot of time talking about the periphery. There's a lot of focus on skincare because it's such a big deal and it's in our face and it's billions and billions of dollar industry. I don't even give numbers anymore because every time I give one, the next time I look, it's changed. New celebrity skincare routines out every month. Ellen DeGeneres just had one come out called Kind to Skin a month ago. I haven't reviewed that yet, but I will be. I try to stick to the ingredients because it really is what just like a nutrient, an ingredient has the potential to be harmful or helpful. And it can be different for different individuals based, again, on their skin type. So it really is important to know what's in your skincare, because if you're using products that are cheaply formulated or not looked at closely, or they contain a lot of things like alcohol, like denatured alcohol, you actually can be damaging your skin rather than helping yourself out. And I find denatured alcohol in some of the most expensive skincare products out there. So it's really about educating yourself. There's nothing wrong with spending good money on good products and good nutrition. But there is a lot wrong with spending a lot of money, even a little bit of money, on harmful products and harmful nutrition. So it's really, you really have to sort of take responsibility for your health. It's something that I didn't call it that at 23. I mean, that's what I did, but I didn't really think about it that way. So I have the luxury now, I guess you would call it that, of being 58 or about to be 58. And I have a whole lot of people who are still around me that were around me when I was very young. And I can see the difference between their choices when it came to nutrition and health, wellness, fitness, and skincare versus mine. Doesn't make me better. It's just, there is a difference between those around me that took that as a priority and those that did not. And I have a lot of friends, you know, that wish they had not ribbed me so hard about the sunscreen thing back in the 80s, as they've had Mohs surgery. And I'm not, you know, anything can happen to anybody at any time, no matter how diligent you are. We have an environment that we live in that has a lot of positives for us. Obviously, we survive on the planet, but we also have a lot of negatives. There's a lot of irritants, toxins in the air and in products that we use in our household, detergents and what have you, clothing detergents. There are a lot of irritants in your body. It can be very good, and you can live a lifetime, some people, without that ever being a problem. But if your body starts to tell you you're getting dermatitis or you're having issues, you got to stop and, you know, go, hey, something's, you know, my metabolism slowed down and I started to put on a little bit of weight. And when the scale got to a certain number, I'm like, okay, it's time to like rethink my diet again. And so you do that, you make adjustments as you go through your life. And so that's kind of what I focus on with everyone. And it's a little bit different. I wish I could give a blanket statement, but you really can't. In fairness, I can't. I can tell you that though, I can give you a study like I just did that proves what we already know, those of us who do those things and live that every day, you know, there are the extremes. There are people who are extreme athletes and they look old because their body has been producing a lot of oxidative stress from the fitness being so over the top and extreme. So I don't teach or preach extreme anything, you know, I teach moderation because you got to live your life and enjoy it. Quality of life, part of that is enjoying it, friends and family and meals and going out. But when you're consistent and you're leaning towards that healthier diet and healthier choices, healthier skincare practice, you know, healthier fitness, then that quality of life is going to get you there. It doesn't take a lot. If you can roll back 3 years of biological aging in 8 weeks just by getting off your duff and changing your diet up some.
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you do that?
I want to emphasize a few of those things is that just by moving your body and going for a walk, not only are you increasing circulation and increasing the mobilization of the fats and the toxins out of the body, but you're lowering chronic stress. And that chronic stress is extremely inflammatory, and it burns out your adrenals and there's it's a vicious cycle and a domino effect. And when we also look at your liver health, your liver is supposed to detox the body, and it's being bombarded with the current environment with more toxins than it's ever been exposed to, and it gets backed up. Well, if your liver's backed up, then you might be constipated, you might be bloated, your skin might be erupting more, you might show more signs of aging, your hair might start falling out, your thyroid's going to slow down because your thyroid hormones are produced in the liver. All of these things are connected both inside and out. And it's crazy to see. The skin is such a window to the insides, whether you are getting the sunspots or more moles and freckles on the body or a rash that is showing up and it's a reaction to a virus or it's a reaction to a skin product. The other thing that you were touching on with different skin products for the skin, that there's something in the industry called fairy dusting, where they will throw in just a touch of an ingredient so they can put it on the label, but really there's not much of that ingredient in there. So with the last few minutes that we have, I wanted to touch on the things that we should look out for in a product to make sure we're not putting on our skin or using.
Yeah, first of all, is to understand the labeling process that most skincare labs follow, and that is that the more ingredient in a product, the higher up in the label it is. So usually your base, water, glycerin, which is fine for this, you know, it's made from vegetable glycerin. Those ingredients are usually the most of the product. And then as you read down the list, there will be the additional active ingredients and then the remaining of that. As I mentioned already, alcohol, denatured alcohol is a big problem. If you see ester alcohols, that's okay. That's a fatty alcohol. It's made from fats. And that's better for your skin. It helps build your lipid layer. So we have a moisture layer and lipid layer. Lipid layer is the thing that holds the moisture in and protects us from the irritants. When that is breached, that's when we see dermatitis. A lot of people with eczema, acne, rosacea, that's a breach. And that's why that skin gets so dried out. That's why ceramide type creams work so well, like a CeraVe or something that has a lot of fatty oil in it that's good for the skin. This is going to sound crazy, but essential oils can be a real problem in skincare because you don't know where they were sourced. You don't know if they're 100% pure. I always tell people, anytime you're using any product you've not used before, to patch test on the inner elbow, following the directions of the product. If it's something you're going to be leaving on, leave it on. If it's something you're using for an hour, like a mask, and you wash it off, you'd rather have that reaction there than on your face. So the other thing to look for is fragrance. The FDA in the United States does not make skincare companies tell you what fragrance means or is. Mm-hmm. So it could be naturally sourced. Good skincare companies that have products that don't use fragrance but have a smell will say what they have in there. If it just says fragrance, it's probably synthetic fragrance, which is essentially the same stuff that's in your Glade plugins. It's the same stuff that make, you know. So a lot of people think they have sensitive skin and they're really just having a reaction to fragrance and products. Those oils are very caustic. Have you ever gotten a essential oil or an aroma oil, which wouldn't necessarily be on the skin, and you get it on your fingers or you get it near your face, very itchy, very irritating. So that's one thing to look for. Don't have to worry about parabens too much anymore. That's pretty much out of there. If you see a product that says parabens on it, don't use it. So the other thing I want to touch on here is sunscreens. A lot of controversy over the last year, benzene being in some of them, some of the labs, not necessarily the skincare brand owner, but the lab was lax and they had some benzene, which is can be cause cancer at a high enough level. So you got to kind of look at your chemical sunscreens, octinoxate, avobenzone, oxycrylene, all of those type of chemicals are usually now banned for the oceans because of ocean life and the coral reef damage, but also can be damaging to some people that absorb them. It disrupts their hormones. So especially in children. So you always want to be sure if you're using a sunscreen for children, you use a children's version. Don't buy one for the family and slather it on your child. Buy the infant or child's version, because even for yourself, I tell people that's what I would do. If I'm going to use a chemical sunscreen, that's the version I'm going to use. Or use mineral sunscreens. And I know when I first started talking about this, my first video on the channel was about mineral sunscreens. I don't like them. They're thick. They're greasy. They leave a white cast on my skin. Well, they've come a long way with these now where they're able to break them down and mix them with other components that are still natural that will work well for your skin. And they're able to add some natural tint so we don't have that white sheen. But the important thing is that these sunscreens will protect your skin enough that you can really reduce the risk of skin cancer, which is one of my big, big things on the channel, is to really reduce that. If you really are against sunscreens, you don't like them, and I have a lot of purist subscribers who don't want anything chemical. There are clothing. You say I have a hat on. I'm in Florida. A hat is just part of my life. I try not to wear them on the channel so much because some people go, you don't look like a skincare guru with a hat on. Well, when you live in Florida, you cover everything. Your head, your neck, you know, there's clothing that's been designed that breathes. It's very cool, even in hot weather, that will protect your skin. So very, very important that you do that and make sure that you're aware of that. I've been diligent with skincare, sunscreens my entire life, and I still have more photo aging on my driver's side of my skin than I have on my inside the car side, just simply because of that daily exposure.
Well, I want to emphasize one thing: with or without sunscreen, I know that as soon as I cleaned up my diet, I was less prone to sunburn, because diet will affect how your skin reacts to the sun. But well, Chris, we are almost out of time, so I want to make sure you tell people where they can find you and where they can find your book.
All right. Well, it's really easy on YouTube. It's just Chris Gibson or Chris Gibson Live. And you can just type that in the search bar and it'll come up. The book is still available on Amazon. It's fairly old now. It's also free on my website, chrisgibsonlive.com. You can just get the ebook free. I'm going to be writing a new book on anti-aging. And then, of course, my blog is Skin So Fabulous. You just type that in Google. It's the only thing that will come up, number one. And then, yeah, all my socials are on the YouTube channel. Basically, you can type in my name and a skincare issue. I have 450 videos. I have a video on it, I promise you. It comes up. So.
Well, I have my own skin routine, and we have accelerated the facelift bundle, which I am going to be sending to you and having you review if you're up for it.
Sure.
It truly was the skin lotion, the facelift lotion was based off of a cream that was made by a master herbalist for my husband's eyelids that had eczema and no other cream was working. Well, I started using the cream for my acne, and I thought, why are my wrinkles and my acne going away and his eczema is going away? But it's truly food for the skin. So I would love
test
it out. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Chris. And thank you everyone else for joining us today. If I can help you with your health issues, you can contact me directly through the website or at sarah@acceleratedhealthproducts.com. Happy to put together a protocol for you. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram under Accelerated Health Products and my YouTube channel and under Accelerated Health Radio and TV. You can also find all of my episodes, including this one, on over 100 channels, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Pandora, or whatever podcast platform you subscribe to. If you like what you heard today, please hit the subscribe button and leave a comment below and share with your friends. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, and you can also use coupon W4HC20 for 20% off site-wide. As you support Accelerated Health Products, I'm able to bring you this show and all of the amazing guests. Thanks for joining us and have a great week. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.